Back to Psalm 110, beloved. Trust you have your Bibles open there in front of you. We are looking at Christ's total triumph. First of all, Christ as our King, verses 1 to 3, the longest section of these three main scenes that we'll be looking at. Christ our King in his position, verse 1. And now we come to, think about it, Jesus still has a lot of enemies on the loose. From heaven, it may all look secure, but from earth, it's looking pretty messy and uncertain. How will all his enemies be conquered? And so with Christ our King, we saw his position. Now we see his power in verse 2. Look there. The Lord will stretch forth your strong scepter from Zion, saying, rule in the midst of your enemies. Echoes here of Genesis 49, verse 10, which prophesies from the lips of Jacob on his deathbed to his 12 sons, speaking specifically to Judah in the messianic line. Jacob said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes. Who's Shiloh? I knew somebody with a dog named Shiloh. Well, he was a pastor, and the reason is because of this rich word. And it's in Hebrew, the one to whom it belongs. Shiloh is Messiah, the owner and ruler of all things. We now know Shiloh has come in the line of Judah, the very Lion of Judah, and his name is Jesus. Shiloh has died, risen, and ascended, and is reigning, and will one day return to rule on this earth. Now, what kind of scepter will Messiah have? Notice, not some little plastic wand or toy scepter. No, no. It says here in verse 2, a strong scepter from Zion. This is normally in the Old Testament and the Psalms, speaking of the capital city of the Jews, earthly Jerusalem. And notice how he reigns with a strong scepter, where he reigns from Zion, and specifically, verse 2 goes on to say, in the midst of his enemies, rule in the midst of your enemies, in a hostile setting, no longer in the perfect tranquility of heaven, but amidst a troubled earth. And then, as we'll see next time in verses 4 through 6, it's a global conquest on this very earth and this broken planet where you and I live with all of its chaos. The way that God brings all Christ's enemies into subjection is by relocating Jesus' reign from heaven to earth. It's through his second coming, the return of Christ our Lord to rule and renew the whole world. From the Lord's throne in heaven, verse 1, Messiah transfers his rule to an earthly reign on Mount Zion. It's what Zechariah chapter 14 is all about when Messiah returns, sets his feet on the Mount of Olives, crushes the armies of Antichrist that were besieging Jerusalem. Yes, friends, Christ reigns now at the Father's right hand over the earth, but one day he will reign upon the earth. Invisible, physical, literal, conquering power. His enemies will only wish it was just a spiritual and figurative victory. On that day, the Father will give the signal. The Son will get up from his heavenly throne, as it were. The royal trumpet will sound. The skies will be rolled back as a scroll, and the King will return, and the Father's voice will yet again thunder from the heavens. Rule, Jesus. Rule, my Son. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, the very ends of the earth as your possession. Rule over Satan. Rule over Antichrist, rule over the beast, rule over the false prophet, rule over all the enemies of my people, all the persecutors of the church, every dictator, every tyrant who has ever lived, every Mugabe, every Hitler, every Stalin, every single foe. Talk about this today around your tables. Verse 2, the strong scepter of Jesus. His ruling over the midst of his enemies, his protection of his persecuted people. How does that comfort us today? Where are his enemies? Where is their hostility? Where do we need this comfort? Listen to the rest of that psalm I read to you at the end of yesterday's devotional. Psalm 110. Glorious author of salvation, seated at the Father's side, every age and land and nation shall thy ransomed host provide. Our deliverer, healer, savior, make thy word in conquest ride. When the day of grace is over, Jesus, thou as judge shalt stand. All who spurn thee shall discover final judgment is at hand. Then as victor, blessed forever, take us to thy promised land. Amen.